And your sports update was brought to you by the home of the real deal, Copper Country Ford in Houghton. Okay, I promised that Susie was going to be here. And is Susie here? No, Susie is not here. And then I was told that Bubba was going to be filling in for her. And is Bubba here? No. So it's time to take a look at what's happening in downtown Houghton. And Andy Schulte is here. Andy is with the Four Seasons Tea Room. Andy, good morning and welcome to the program. Thank you for coming in.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
You feeling very lonely over there?
Yeah, kind of.
You guys just celebrated your 12th anniversary. Congratulations.
Yes, we did. Thank you very much.
That is wonderful.
We held in there.
This is, of course, Coffee Country. So I'm sure 12 years ago, the concept of starting a tea room just made perfect sense to everybody.
Of course. When in doubt. Well, the weather's perfect up here for tea.
It is.
You really, especially with the new forecast coming up.
Yeah, this weekend would be a really, really good tea weekend. I'm not a tea drinker. Mm-hmm. I will confess this right up front.
There's a few of you out there.
Yeah, that's a few of us holdouts. But explain to me what the attraction is. Why do you like it?
Well, there's no calories. There's lots of health benefits, very little caffeine as opposed to coffee or colas or things like that. It's yummy. We do over 100 different tea flavors at the tea room.
And yeah, explain
so there's
all
kind of
these,
something for everything.
Explain all of these flavors to me, because and it's not that I have anything against tea. I've just never gotten used to hot liquids. I don't drink coffee either. So what's kind of the width and breadth of the different flavors that are available?
Well, there's only one actual true tea, and it's the Camellia sinensis bush, and anything from that bush is true tea. And so that's where you get your green tea, your black tea, your oolong, that type of thing. And your white tea.
Wait a minute, all this stuff comes from the same bush?
From the same bush, it's how it's treated. White tea is not treated at all. Green tea is usually pan-fried or dried. Oolong is semi-fermented, and black tea is fermented.
I had no idea. I thought there were all of these different kind of tea things. So,
well, and then there are flavored teas, which are very popular, especially in a college town. Chai lattes and that kind of thing are very popular. And we have a chocolate raspberry truffle that is just wonderful if you're going to
That could tempt me right there.
And no calories, How great is that?
That could tempt me right there. So do you do anything besides tea at the Four Seasons Tea Room?
Lots of food. We're known for our quiche, which seems to be, we've got a young man that came in about a year ago and stood up in the middle of the restaurant and proclaimed that this is the best quiche in the universe. I was gonna talk about him a lot.
And he was just back from Mars, so he would know. So where in downtown Houghton is the Four Seasons Tea Room located, for those who haven't noticed?
Yeah, we are just before the stoplight on the right-hand side, right before Wells Fargo Bank.
Yep, you are right in the middle of things.
Right in the middle of things.
And you're going to be part of this big event that's coming up a week from Saturday.
Yes.
Because I want to mention that as we're talking about things that are going on in Houghton, downtown Houghton, welcoming some new businesses. And that's been great to see these new businesses that have opened.
Yeah.
And hopefully they are all as successful as you have been.
I hope so.
You're celebrating 12 years. But a week from Saturday. And we're all at this point saying, gee, we're glad we didn't plan it this Saturday. A week from Saturday, from 1 o'clock until 4 o'clock, the event is called Let's Go Downtown. And there's going to be some sidewalk sales. Some of the restaurants are going to have some special offerings and samples and things like that that you can take advantage of and discover a little bit. There will be entertainment, there will be music, there will be some chainsaw carving, there will be a magic show going on, just basically musicians all along Sheldon Avenue to make it a fun afternoon. We will be broadcasting live from noon until 2 o'clock on that day. That is not this Saturday, that is a week from Saturday when the forecast is calling for sunny skies and highs in the low 70s.
Of course.
So if you'd like to know more about that event, the Let's Go Downtown Houghton, go to the Houghton website, City of Houghton website. I also have details about it posted on our community calendar at QNLReport.com. So that's coming up a week from Saturday. And then, of course, if we look ahead towards Halloween, Treat Street. Do you get lots of trick-or-treaters at Treat Street?
Oh, yeah.
It's crazy. It is so fun just to see the kids come through, isn't it?
Yeah.
I love that.
Cute.
And this year, and we've talked about this a little bit before, it is going to be a bit different than it has been in the past. There won't be a haunted house at the city center because, frankly, we just had too many kids. We couldn't stuff them all in.
Yeah.
And, you know, rather than stuff any more in, we just decided that we were going to have to expand the whole event out through downtown. So there will be some kind of spooky characters and some kind of interesting folks wandering
through. Susie and Bubba will be very involved in that.
That probably will be among them. And that'll all be coming up as we get a little bit closer to Halloween. But I wanted particularly to focus this morning on the Let's Go Downtown Houghton event, because that is a week from this Saturday. So as you get, do people's tastes in tea change with the weather now that we're now that we're getting into the certainly fall weather, and even thinking about are there summer teas and winter teas?
Actually, people tend to drink the lighter ones and the green teas and things in the summer when it's hot, and we do a lot of iced tea. All our tea is brewed from fresh loose leaf tea leaves, and so we do fresh iced tea as opposed to the stuff in the bottle and, you know, all that. But now they're into the pumpkins. We do a pumpkin cream and pumpkin chai, and then there's spices and mochas and all kinds of stuff that come in at this time of year that people seem to be craving.
So there are some seasonal teas. Are there teas like for Christmas?
Yeah, we do a sugar plum for Christmas. We had a chocolate covered cherry as our Christmas tea last year. That was pretty yummy.
That could tempt me too.
We may turn you into a tea drinker.
You might before we're done here, Andy. So, do you have a spot online? Do you have a Facebook page?
We have a Facebook page. In fact, we had posted yesterday about the anniversary and ended up with 934 hits, which just blew me away. I didn't know that many people were even paying
attention.
That's
a great testament.
So I thought that was pretty neat.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, lots of people like tea, and pretty much everybody likes a friendly place where they can stop and get a little something.
That's for sure. And we do afternoon tea trays with all kinds of goodies on them and you know, lunches and pretty much the gamut. Known for our cakes, all our homemade cakes and everything.
Do you do things for others, like for parties and things like that?
Yeah, and we do showers and gatherings that way too. Done a lot of stuff for Pine Mountain.
Okay, how would I set something like that up?
You just give me a call. We'll just talk you through the whole thing.
What be your number?
We are at 482-3233.
All right. Repeat that one more time.
482-3233.
Well, Andy Schultz, thank you for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having me.
And like I said, we did it without Bubba.
Yes.
And we did it without Susie. It was just you and me. We got through it just fine, didn't
we?
Yes,
we did.
It's great to know more about your business and more about this whole tea thing. Because like I said, that's a little bit foreign to me. And if somebody is like me and a little timid about tea and maybe hasn't tried it, I suppose if they stop in at your Four Seasons Tea Room and they were to confess that, you would just have a great time pointing and laughing and snickering at them.
We'll walk them through the whole experience.
So maybe you would.
We promise we're very gentle to first timers, especially.
Maybe you would wind up liking tea too. Thank you so much, Andy.
Thanks.
Andy Schultz from the Four Seasons Tea Room here on Keweenaw's Classic Hits 97.7 The Wolf.